Thank you, Joan. Thanks for being here. This is really cool. I'm glad that... where is Michael? Is he here tonight? I haven't seen him. But he actually had mentioned... the cool thing about Michael is he sends letters to people still, so it's not just emails. And he had mentioned he picked up Sea of Dust, which is my book that's out right now. And he also mentioned that, you know, maybe I could read here at the series. So here I am. I'm going to read a few poems, new poems. This new one is called Buick Electra. And I'm just going to move this over for a second. The first three poems are actually based on Carl Hendricks Trio records. And my adventures listening to them when I was in my teens. Buick Electra. The Beast, spray-painted green from gold, 1973 Buick Electra. Ring a bell, dear Bozeman? Right it should. Sandbag, trunk, new wheels, parking lights past headlights into white Montana. And I picked it up at Ides when it came out. A vinyl portrait of sheet metal rock of whacked-out guitars, dead flowers, cool riffs. Black scarecrow driven into ditches like a maniac possessed of the beast itself. I don't know, man. Was it the steel fault of the Keystone herself? He wouldn't say. LSD behind the curtain at Duquesne. That guy just stared at the floor for hours. We tripped our faces off like the grim overdrive of the bass. The boom, boom, boom of the kick. Shit. I tripped for hours on that Jesus blotter. Spray painted that beast green from gold. $400 worth of black rot of the beast. Ring a bell, new voice of faded bridges. The faded call of the transfiguration. Hear the soaring jets crush towers just below the enemy. Some black dragon scaled toward destructive rock embers. Or the shot heard around the world. 7 years in the making, a steel beast of dull teeth lain to rest. Thanks. Next poem is another Carl Hendricks Trio record. It was an EP called Some Girls Like Cigarettes. It was a 10-inch record. I still have. Then there were cigarette bones of pulled paper around her lips. Silver sparkle starlit boots, 1992. Lately I rule my own, late at night tea. Late at night, words shine like the silver moon. The other, the fourth river at the mouth of the Ohio. Some folk at the temple, some on a small powered raft. Some searching for a lost car. They told me pirates themselves were sent. They said, you can't write here. Pinto mare rearing out to western lands. Western rides to steal phantoms, true. But that makes for easy listening. And lately, the barefoot grass, the river of champions. And the last poem in this series of Carl Hendricks Trio records is Declare Your Weapons. We'll see it like when it was. Merge here. We'll know it as it is. And how is the oldest cat known to man? These are cats that land you on blue fields of doom. There are cats that rest easy on your lap. Easy on your lap, the man of limitless locks and dams. Of the thorny brush by the rusty scrapyard. Hear the unruly. Hear the unconvinced. Down center onto Liberty Avenue, towards the sunset, the eye that burns right through the hospital glass. There, there. The lit eye of remembrance, perseverance, transcendence. Glass eye of Bowie, bass thump of Getty, Ballou at Howlers, tin joints for the young strays, the martyrdom of the rockers, the endless song. And I'm writing a chapbook that's finished. I wrote it already. It's called What He Saw in the Desert. Is a poem from that chapbook, and the chapbook's called I'm Also the Thief. It's about a lot of things, but this one is I listen to black metal a lot, so it's like influenced by that. What He Saw in the Desert. What lies before you are the words written. As some say, belief passes from the abyss to the page, cold as iron, the swift gallop of the Arabian mare. Belief softens the echo of time, an amethyst dagger to direct an assemblage of light. To air, I speak of the desert, its stone set in time, to also its passage through the throat of the dark. And finally, I'm going to read three more from my book that came out December 2013. That abysmal year for me. I don't think it existed, actually. I was in a black hole, but ended up coming back through. And here we are. So 2014, what a great summer. What do you think? I mean, it's been a great summer for us, my family and me. So I'm enjoying it. This is a great. Oh, I've been really looking forward to this. I actually wrote like a list of poems that I would read, and it's exciting for me too. So this one's called Apple in the Light. I take the night and spill the light into it. I let the light shine on you. Smear the blood of all sorrow on your brow. Let the judge speak. Some nights I take the light of day. Let it spill onto you. Let your hair spill onto your naked shoulders. Now is the time of letting go. Letting go of what you've come to expect, the directions you've taken. The ruthless snow beats at your weakened skin. Your quarters, the snow-beaten mountain. Truth beats at your weakened heart. How it beats so. I've taken from you a request. Let the light spill into the corners of your room. Let the naked body rest. I give to you what I've returned, bought back, sold, and wrapped in white paper. A word to love, a word to take. Let the light spill into your eyes and let it spill into your reckless course. Let the judge speak. Let the light of morning beckon you home. Let it touch your reckless heart. Let the snow drive you to me. Let the shutter of light pierce your wooden side. Let your image fall. I'll give you words to love. A walk in distant canyons. I'll give you wild flowers. And this one's called Free Will. And let's see. Yes, Free Will. The thunderous ricochet of death, reported and reinvented with each strapped dollar. We wait while you sip tonight's first beer, after you wash the 100,000-year-old sawdust off of yesterday's boots. Days go by, and we find we're not so different. We trade our lives for wild meat. We pretend we live the lives we wanted. This is what makes us wake up in the morning in a world without end. The sun rises, then the moon. The door opens, then shuts. All opportunity is a variant of one choice. All beings hold one finger up, not to belittle, but to define. Given the options, you shy away from choice. Run to the profiteers, their armies. Say it wasn't you. Say your bloodied hands are not your own. But then, given our options, nothing is justified more than this. And finally, I'm going to read one last poem. It's called Reflection. And it's a love poem to my wife. And it has a little piece of lavender in it, because it's reminds me of her. She likes lavender. No, she's home watching my daughter, so we couldn't get a babysitter, unfortunately. So, Reflection. You have to be faster than the shadow beside you, than the boy who gazes at the shadow before you, than the secret death of the boy who knows. You have to be as a people who walk beside you, reflective as rain. The sacred path of life, of all life, alters and directs us to make barren the light-led path, but darker the path of ignorance, to part decision like wind. And from the north she comes, she clings to you, a beast, primitive, feral, still of the earth. She clings and parts your hair. She smells of lavender, wood smoke, truth, and heart. She is the unseen, the wild horses who gather as a rain moves in, as the sun moves, as clouds. You can almost see, you can almost feel the quickening of heaven. Thanks. By the way, I have books over there. Help a brother out, man. I'm totally broke. I have $10.47 now that Fred bought a book. And I also have tapes that are also a benefit for Earth Justice and Pittsburgh Normal. Thanks.